Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about our part of the Great Commission, about going into all the world and making disciples, baptizing people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that Jesus commanded. A task that requires that we go in faith. And so each weekday morning, we've taken a look at a different aspect of the faith that we go in, and how we go in fellowship. We're not alone. We have one another. We need one another. We go in authority. We, not in our own authority, because that's very limited. We go in the authority of Jesus, the one who's sending us, the one who has authorized this mission. We go in involvement. It's not just for the professionals. It's not just for somebody else. It's for all of us. We're buried with Christ. We're involved in his death, burial, and resurrection so that we share the good news with others. We go in teaching. We go with the teaching of Jesus and our obedience to his teachings. But part of that obedience is to teach others. And so we let our life and our words match. Not just match each other, but match God's word. And so that our teaching is useful. It's correct. It's godly. And today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of our week talking and praying about going in help. Not just do we have the help of one another, the fellowship part that we began the week of with, but we go in the help of God. We're not alone. I realized after the fact, I think I forgot to read the scripture reference yesterday as we did the devotion, but we'll get today's in. Hebrews 13:5. The writer of Hebrews, God, through the writer of Hebrews, says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." I love that combination. Because so many times we think the help that we need the most in whatever situation is money. And we think because of that mindset that, well, we can't help others because we really don't have money. We don't have any extra. Everything that I have, I need. And actually, I could use some more. That's the mindset that we typically live with. And when we wrap up help as equating to money, we find all kinds of excuses to not be involved. And we begin to think we're not getting any help because we're not getting the money we want. And God says we ought to keep our lives free from the love of money. It becomes a trap. It becomes a crutch. It becomes the very thing that we depend upon. And his rationale, the reasoning for keeping our lives free from the love of money is, well, it's the true help. He says we ought to keep our lives free from the love of money because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. The end of the Great Commission, as Jesus has told his disciples and us, to make disciples, that as we go, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded. Oh, and by the way, you're not alone. You've got help. Because he finishes it by saying, Lo, I am with you always, even to the very end of this age. We go and help because we go with God's presence, his Spirit that he has given to those who are his. We go with his authority by backing us, we talked about earlier this week. And when we go with the help of God, we discover that we're not alone. We discover a contentment that is very difficult to explain other than God's enough. And we discover we have something to offer, even if we don't have money. In fact, we discover we have something to offer that's greater than if we simply offered money. We have God, we have Jesus, we have relationship, we have eternity. And so when we go in the help of God, we discover, we proclaim, we embrace his presence. And when one of the greatest needs of mankind is to not be alone, we have the greatest gift, one who is always with us. I stated at the beginning of the week when we talked about fellowship that in all of creation, as God made and called everything into being and said it was good, he finally reached a point after the creation of man, he declared it's not good for man to be alone. We needed companionship. We needed someone to complete. And it's not simply that the man, the male, needed completion. The creation of the female would not be complete without the man either. God created within us a need for fellowship with him and with others. And he helps us by being with us. And when we are found in Christ, by our decision to die to self and live for him, we find a family with Jesus as the head, as the one who gives all of us purpose and meaning and value. And we go in the help of God when we're involved in sharing the good news of Jesus. For all of those times that we say, I can't, we have help who says, I can. And whatever your story is, I've shared numerous times my story. I grew up terrified of people, not willing to talk to anyone beyond what was absolutely necessary. And even some of those times that were probably absolutely necessary, I still avoided, because I just couldn't. And through a lot of circumstances and time, that fear continued into adulthood. I left a college degree program because, well, I went to speech class the first night and decided there's no way I could get up in front of class and talk. And all of those I can'ts, God never left me. He never forsook me. He was always with me. he kept saying, that's okay, I can. And he has me in places and positions and doing things that I still say I can't do, but I now know he can do. And when you're afraid, you're not alone. Others have been afraid and are afraid. But you're also not alone because God is with you. And his instruction is to just share. Love that person. Share Jesus with that person. By your actions, by your words, by a combination of those. And as you begin to be obedient to this great commission, you'll discover more clearly than ever before that you go and help. You go with the help of God. You spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us all that we need in order to be right with you, but it's also given us all that we need in order to do the things that you called us to do, the things that you created in advance for us to do. And Father, when we feel all alone, when we think we can't because we're afraid, remind us that we're not alone. That we have help, not just any help, but the help of the living God. The help of your Spirit that dwells within us. And so, God, as we go about life, understanding your instruction to make disciples, to baptize people, to teach people, may we always remember that we have help. And this going through life is with you. And Father, as we walk with you today, may we go in faith as we represent Jesus in everything that we do. As we represent him, as we go in his help, may we constantly lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Just a quick announcement, I guess, for lack of a better term. I do want to invite you, if you're hearing this on the day that it's being broadcast, or at least before Sunday, September 21st, we're going to have Joe Hines, Executive Director of Woodburn Christian Children's Home, with us here at the Deer Run Church of Christ. 9:15 a.m., he'll be leading a Biblical Parenting and Grandparenting Tips for the 21st Century Child. Big title. But a seminar workshop to help us in our parenting and grandparenting in understanding today's child. And that's at 9:15 a.m. Sunday, September 21st, here at the Deer Run Church of Christ, 2730 South Ironwood Drive in South Bend, Indiana. He'll also be preaching at our 10:30 a.m. worship gathering, updating a little bit about the Woodburn Christian Children's Home, one of the missions that we help to support. We'll be having a carry-in meal following the worship gathering, roughly around noon. The church, the Impact Prayer Ministry combination, is providing the main dish. We'll have roast turkey and ham, and just ask people to bring generous dishes of their favorite foods to share as we get to spend a little extra time with Joe from the children's home and to fellowship with one another. And so if you don't have a church home, if you're looking for somewhere to connect with believers in Jesus, come join us this Sunday as we learn together and we grow together. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.